also, this is going to be a talk for the children and the young and the not so young. Okay, I think I'll grab a chair. Can I take this chair in there? And do you think this chair is going to hold me up? Has anybody sat on this chair recently? I mean, seriously, I'm not sure it's going to hold me. It looks pretty solid, but I'm not sure I'm going to take the risk. Would you like to come and sit on this chair? Just so that I know it's going to hold me. Very good. You're brave. Thank you. Okay. So I guess I could sit on it because it held you up. But I'm a bit bigger than you, so maybe we could ask someone bigger to come and sit on this chair. Someone bigger like to come and sit on this chair, because I'm just not sure it's going to hold me. Thank you. Look at that. Well done. Thank you. Right, so you've seen people sit on it in the past, and you sat on it and it was fine, and you sat on it and it was fine. And I'm still not sure. Who's really important around here? Actually, Eleanor, you're the elder on duty, so you should know. Can you promise that this is going to hold me up?
Well, I think someone said on it last week.
Okay, will you promise that it's going to hold me?
Yes.
Okay, I promise. Okay.
What'd you eat for breakfast?
Not much, actually. Okay, let's give it a go. It works. It holds me up. In fact, if I take my feet off the ground, it might even hold all of them. Now, this chair makes me think about, you know, trusting this chair kind of makes me think about trusting God. Okay? Why do we trust God? See, I look at this, you know, when I first saw this chair, I looked at it, and it looked to be a pretty solid sort of a chair, looked pretty strong. But we can't see God. I can't look at God in the person, in the flesh, and say, I can trust you. So why do we trust God? Well, one of the things I asked you about this chair was, have you seen anybody sit on the chair in the past? And you said yes. In fact, Eleanor said someone sat on it last week. So, you know, you can look back. You know, with God, we can look back and see the things that he's done in the past. We read about them. And we can see, yeah, God did that. Therefore, I think he's trustworthy. And there's lots of things that we can read about that God has done. Like, you go way back in the Old Testament, we read about how he created the world. He worked miracles, like he opened the Red Sea, and he opened the Jordan River, and he looked after people like David and gave him special abilities. He looked after people like Daniel when he was in the lion's den. And even, I suppose, the most important thing is that we read that he sent his son, born of a virgin, who died and then rose again from the dead. So we can look back and you can see what God has done, and you think, yeah, that seems to me that God is trustworthy. But there's other reasons we can trust God too. Like, I asked you to come and sit on this chair. And this person here came and sat on the chair, and so I could look and I could see, well, the chair works for you and the chair works for her. And sometimes, yeah, we can meet people. We often meet people and we see that what God has done in their life. And so we can say, well, if God helped you, if God looked after you, if God provided for you, if God showed his care for you, then I can believe that he'll do that for me too. And there's one other thing I asked to do before I sat on the chair, and that I asked Mrs. Collins, and Mrs. Collins is a great lady, and I said, will you promise that this chair will hold me? And she said, yes. Now, Mrs. Collins is a great lady. She probably doesn't know everything. Probably knows a lot more than me. But when God promises that he will do things for us, when God promises I'll never leave you or never forsake you, or he promises I will forgive you if you put your trust in me, I will forgive you. Now those promises, they carry a lot of weight. And again, we can trust the promises because we look back on what God did in the past and think, well, if God did that, then I can trust in what he promises for the future. Well, the verse in the Bible, Joanne's going to bring that up for us, says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. And it's a bit like me sitting on this chair. If I sit on this chair, especially if I lift up my feet, I'm putting all my weight on this chair. And that verse is kind of saying something similar, saying you can trust in God with all your heart. It's like you can put all your weight, all your confidence, all your trust in God. And if we look at the next verse, it says, and lean not on your own understanding. We're very good at leaning on our own understanding. Because we look at things and we read things and we think, well, perhaps I should do that instead. Or maybe I should put my trust in my own ability and what I do, what I think, or what my friends tell me. God says, put all the weight of your confidence in me. And don't trust in what you can think for yourself. Because often we're not always accurate in what we think or what we see. So, we're all sitting on chairs at the moment. We probably didn't even think about it when we sat down. This chair is going to hold me up. But maybe when we sit down next time, we can think, and we can pray, God, you want me to trust you with all your heart. Help me to learn to do that as naturally as I sit on this chair. Shall we pray? Mm-hmm. Heavenly Father, thank you so much that you are such a trustworthy person that we can put all the weight on our confidence in you. Father, thank you. That you know that we're tempted to trust in other things. But I pray that you'll increase our confidence in you. Because you've done so much to show that you're trustworthy. And your promises are true. And thank you for that. In Jesus' name.